Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Rain with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Georgia. God of our weariness, God of our solitudes, thou who has brought us this far.
Of the Canadian charity Artists Against Racism. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Sometimes even heroes need hope. As part of the Governor's Challenge Initiative to prevent suicide among service members, veterans, and their families, the Veterans Crisis Line is available with free and confidential.
Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, a special edition of Jimmy Lee Underground Radio. We're on the Black Excellent Hours with P. Ray, and Jimmy Lee will be our special guest today. So this is a special show for you to share. We're tuned in to WVON 1690 AM. You can call in and join us at 773-591-1690. Or you can call us on the guest line here, 515-602-9770, and you can join us in the chat as well. Coming up shortly, we'll be joining the Black Excellent Hour with P. Ray and special guest Jimmy Lee Tillman II. Back to WVON.
Spirit of Transcendence, Hope and Revival. The Gospel at Kelowna will lift you up. Don't miss it. Tickets and more information at courttheater.org.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's Matt McGill.
Ray, welcome to VON. What's on your mind?
I just want to let you know, man, you're doing a great job. WVON is the best radio station in the world.
Thank you, brother.
There you go. And hey, man, just keep up the great work.
Matt McGill, weekdays at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. June is Pride Month, and 1690 WVON supports the LGBTQ community. You're out, you're proud. We are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON. From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, we are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Are back. Welcome back to Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. Again, I am P. Ray, your hostess, and I am hosting the evening show tonight on WVON 1690 AM Chicago. Shout out to my producer for being in the building, Justin. Thank you, Justin, for being here. Now that Justin is here, we can hear a little bit more audio. One piece of audio that I found that I've been working into the show lately is a piece of audio by Minister Farrakhan, where he clearly explains the purpose of this show. A lot of people think that this is just a right-wing show where P. Ray wants to clap for her, Donnie, and tell you guys why we should become Republicans, but it is much, much, much deeper than that. Justin, you ready for me? Roll tape.
The masses are being fed filth, ignorance, stupidity, garbage in the name of news, in the name of media, in the name of television, in the name of entertainment. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And whatever a man eats, that's what that man is. And if you feed your public filth and ignorance and degeneracy, then what should you expect from them when you have the right and the privilege to feed the human mind? Than to feed the human mind lies mixed with truth, skewing the truth, hiding the truth, manipulating the truth for this one's benefit and to that one's degradation.
And that is real, guys. We are not here to lie, manipulate, or skew the truth. We have to tell our people the truth because this mic right here at WVON is one of the most powerful microphones in America. I would even go as far as to say the most powerful microphone in the world right now because we know that the Negro is the world's only superstar and whatever we say on WVON goes. Therefore, we have a duty, my people, a duty to give our people the truth, the facts, no matter how beautiful or ugly it is. You got to give the people the truth so that Black Chicago makes the proper political decisions and that disseminates and radiates throughout the country. Remember, friends, all roads lead to Chicago. So whatever we do will happen all around the country, and we must tell each other the truth. Before the break, we were talking to Dennis. Dennis was here. Dennis, go ahead, wrap up your comment for us.
Yes, so the problem is that we need to, the black people having a problem to accept the truth, and they more like dealing with the lies and stuff. So the thing, my thing is that we need to be more careful, because if black America is so comfortable with crime, the price of the gas going up, energy, food, the lack of education, LGBTQ teaching our kids, then all of a sudden 6 months later you complain about it, you got who you voted for.
That's true. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
We got to remember, again, a lot of times our people didn't know. Like, remember last week, guys, I think that was last week, when Brother Israel called here, and he talked about how he was working with Brandon, and then I asked him on the air, Brother, did you read before you got on that campaign? And he said, P-Ram, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. No, I didn't. So, you know, at one point, we have to, you know, definitely put the accountability on ourselves to read. But on the other hand, we also have to be accountable to ourselves to make sure that we who are reading are telling the truth about what's going on. Because all of those people, y'all, all of those people, Brandon is better, Brandon for Chicago, they knew exactly what was about to happen. They knew. Every single person knew exactly what was going on, y'all. It is not a surprise to anyone, and this is why, again, we got to get it together. But I want to take a really short break, and I want to tell everybody, pray for the kids. Today there was a school bus rollover on the Dan Ryan. 5 people, including 3 children, were hurt, and the school bus is literally on its side on 35th and the Dan Ryan. So pray for the kids, pray for the drivers. Everyone, slow down, slow down, slow down. If you see the school bus, go a little slower. People's kids are on that bus, and they just want to go home and do their homework and play Roblox. So please, just slow down around the buses and pray for these kids that were injured on the bus and everyone else who was in the accident. Moving on from that point, I want to go to, let's talk about CPS really, really quickly, because we know that our mayor is Mr. CPS, and friends. Today in the Sun-Times, they reported that that CPS boosts the school budget with a special focus on special education and more property taxes. Now, as you guys know, they just fired the special education chief at the Chicago Public Schools, who was a black woman. They said that it was her fault that the kids were not getting the proper things that they needed during COVID, but they got rid of her. So, now, friends, this year the Chicago School Board, or the Chicago Public Schools, they are going to spend $9.4 billion. Again, that's $9.4 billion in the 2023-2024 school year. And they said, but more money will go directly to the schools. Again, they got a little bump by COVID money. The Chicago Public Schools are going to spend $220 million more in the 2023-24 school year to hire teachers and other support staff as students continue their pandemic recovery. They said that these budgets represent funding that the district is giving to the principals, and then they're going to decide what staff to hire. They also said that CPS is issuing the highest allowed property tax increase of 5% or $131 million to help support the budget. So again, friends, property taxes went up today. Property taxes went up today. Property taxes went up today. What did I just say? Property taxes went up today in the city of Chicago by 5%. And again, this was pushed by CPS. They also said that the property taxes are the school system's largest revenue source, and they're still falling $1.4 billion short. So check it out. Anybody who has a baby that goes to the magnet schools around the city or any selective enrollment or whatever, make sure they send your baby a bus. Because we don't want to hear no more playing about the buses. We don't have the money. We don't have the drivers. Y'all got $9.4 billion. And again, property taxes went up 5% today. So if you are paying taxes or you're paying rent, just know that your budget increased today by 5%. They also said that many of the districts around the 90% of the school districts are also going to get an increase in funding. So don't just think it's CPS, but again, they are pushing all of this, And we know that, number one, the schools need more money to deal with the illegal immigrants. They need teachers to teach them. They need people. They need special ed. They need special ed. They need special ed. And so guess what, y'all? Now they just slapped on all this extra money for them under the special ed line item while your baby has been waiting for a parapro, while your baby has been waiting on an IEP. You see how quickly they can get stuff done for people that they want to get it done for? Because, again, we have to follow our priorities, Black Chicago. And according to our mayor, the priorities were the illegals. The illegals. But I do want to make a point that Brandon Johnson did not appoint a single person to the school board, and these are not his appointees, and this was stated by his senior advisor, Jason Lee. He said, at the end of the day, there's been a budget process that was operated under a different regime with different assumptions. Now it's the ninth ending, and this is the end of the budget process. This is not an act of the Johnson administration. All we can do is look forward to the elected school board and whatever intermediary board we have. So Brandon has already said, this not my budget. Don't throw this on me. So Brandon, we will give you a small reprieve in this moment because you didn't do this to us. Lori did. And again, my friends, property taxes went up 5% today. So know that. But again, Brandon didn't do it. Lori, that was a little gift that she left us before she left. Moving on to the story that I was talking about before the break, the west side of Chicago, the people in the Lawndale community have said that they do not want any more festivals in Douglas Park. They said that they pose a danger to the patients at nearby hospitals. And shout out to my girl Princess, who is the picture person from this. We hang out with Ms. Jackie Reed on Thursday, so shout out to Ms. Reed as well. I digress. So the community activists on the west side are saying that they want the city to stop allowing Mega Music Festivals like Riot Fest to take over Douglas Park because they don't benefit the community and they pose a danger to nearby hospitals. For those who do not know the West Side, Douglas Park has both St. Anthony and Mount Sinai in it. Mount Sinai is the only trauma center in the area. It is a level one trauma center, which means that the patients have experienced acute trauma and may require timely surgical interventions often brought by EMS crews to this hospital. And this was Marcus Paulson who said this, and he's an EMT at Mount Sinai. So they said that the streets around Mount Sinai should not be blocked, and we definitely agree. And so, again, if you are anyone in the city with some power, please stop putting festivals around Mount Sinai. We need that hospital to have free and open roads on the west side of Chicago, straight up. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. We got so much more space. Put them at a Northerly Island or put them up north or whatever, but not around Mount Sinai. Moving on, lastly, before we get back to the callers, I want to share with everyone that today the buses came to move the illegal immigrants from the High Ridge YMCA. Again, that's at 1228 West Tui if you are still making your ICE calls. And to those who are making the calls to ICE, remember, friends, that number is 866-DHS-2-ICE. Again, that number is 866-DHS-2-ICE or 866-347-2423. Again, 866-347-2423. That is where the High Ridge YMCA is. Again, 1228 West Tui. Today, they are moving the people out of there. And now everybody in the neighborhood is all crying and acting a fool. One teacher said, oh, we've been working with this kid, with the children. It's heartbreaking that they're about to be moved. We've really gotten comfortable here, and they're just a part of the family. They felt really comfortable at school, and we were really excited to start the summer and fall with them. Did anybody say that when the projects got tore down and those kids moved away? Were they doing these little sound bites in the newspaper saying, oh, it's so sad that little Keisha and Deontay about to move away? Oh, we were just becoming family. No. They said that they're moving them to Daly College on 76th and Pulaski, and the reason that they're moving them is because they want the single men to be living in the High Ridge YMCA, so that is going to be a spot that has 500 500 single men will be housed at the High Ridge YMCA at 1228 West Toohey. So not only better you, not only should you call ICE, but you should call the police, okay? We know what that could be and what that's going to become very, very fast. They said that they want to keep the single men separated. Jason Lee, again, the senior advisor, said that they are separating the families from the single men as a precaution. So let me tell you what else he said, because he said the word precaution. He said the last thing we can afford is to put anybody at risk because you have different people who should not be commingling. Well, damn, Jason Lee. So that only apply to them? You know, like, what are you saying? So only they get a precaution? Only we should worry about them commingling? You don't care nothing about those old people who live in that senior citizen building across from Wadsworth Elementary getting themselves beat up and robbed, right? Those people don't get a precaution. The good people in over there in South Shore, you didn't try to give them a precaution about mingling either. But when it comes to illegal immigrant families and illegal immigrant men, those people get a precaution. Keep that in mind, Black Chicago. Brandon didn't raise the taxes, but he sure did send his advisor to tell us this. A lot of people, again, are saying that one family said that they were just starting to get their put their roots down, and one person even landed a job in Rogers Park. How you working? You're not supposed to be working. You're supposed to be sitting down waiting for your court case. But y'all see what's going on? This is, again, an invasion that is being funded by the taxpayers in the city of Chicago. Again, property taxes went up 5% today. And this is going to not turn out well at all. And they're also saying that this issue has exacerbated historic political tensions between African Americans and Latinos. They wrote this in the Sun Times. This don't got nothing to do with Black and Latino. Nothing at all. If y'all go to the Black Excellence Hours Facebook page comments right now, it's full of boliquas right now, okay? They told me to shout them out, okay? The Puerto Ricans say, don't make this a Latino thing because they're Latino too. This is American versus everybody else. But you see how they're trying to make it a racial thing so we don't fight back for ourselves? This is the problem, people, and that's why today we are emancipating ourselves. 773-591-1690. Miss Ruby, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have a question, and I've been a Black Republican for years, ever since I learned that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. And before, when he freed the slaves, I was told there was 4 million slaves being freed. And they was Republicans. And in the Republican Party, it said it was 50 Blacks and 13 white. And the Democrat wasn't Democrat then. They was Dixiecrat. So they changed to Democrat, and they started the Ku Klux Klan to kill off the Black Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So am I right, or am I?
You're correct.
Did I learn something wrong?
No, you're correct. Democratic Party also had the White Citizens Council. A lot of our parents from the South can remember that. Democratic Party that was lynching and hanging Blacks for registering to vote, the Democratic White Citizens Council. It's just very recently that the Blacks have joined the Democratic Party. I say since we can say the first Bush, when you can say a lot of onslaught of Blacks constantly voted Democrat. But throughout our history here since we was freed, we all always have been Republican voters, because if you look at the history of every Republican president, Blacks have gotten tremendous gains through those Republican presidents. That's just history.
So why don't we teach all the Blacks the history?
Well, you know, I have a book right here, Tillman's Handbook on Great Black Americans, Patriots, which you can find at TillmanFamilyPress.com or Amazon or anywhere else you get your literature. I have a book detailing that, and it's outlining all the great accomplishments that our people done in this country. Like, let me give you an example. Phyllis Wheatley, in my book, she's listed the first American influencer. It was Phyllis Wheatley letters to George Washington to encourage him to continue to fight. If there was no Phyllis Wheatley, there would be no America. George Washington was going to quit and give up the whole revolution if it wasn't for Phyllis Wheatley. If a bunch of white people did not stand up for Crispus Attucks when he got shot down, we would not have a country right now. A black man's blood and a black woman's letter is the reason why we have America today. America's founded by a black man, Crispus Attucks, who the Revolutionary War started for his blood. He was the first George Floyd of this country. And then just when we won our revolution and freedom, you had George Washington reading the great letters from Phyllis Wheatley, knowing not to give up, to keep going, even when he had doubt. So this country is up and down. The foundation to right now was by black people. And it's just
right.
They're not teaching us that history. They don't want to show you us how great we are. And you can find that book at TillmanFamilyPress.com.
What's the name of the book?
Tillman's Handbook on Great Black American Patriots. You can find it there.
Oh.
And if you go to, hit it, Ebony.
If you go to TillmanFamilyPress.com.
Tillman. Is this Dr. Tillman's son?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and we have a discount, Ebony.
Welcome 15. If you type in welcome 15, you'll get a 15% discount on Tillman at Tillman Family Press. Or else you can get it from Amazon or anywhere else. You can get it from anywhere you can buy a book.
Okay. I had a book, The Republican, and it showed the picture of the Republican Party, the 50 black and the 13 white.
Mm-hmm.
So the Republican Party was strictly formed to abolition of free slavery. It was a party for the free slaves. It was a slave party. It was a free the free blacks. That was
wasn't Frederick Douglass one of the people?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And
so that's what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm listening to these people on the radio and they talking about what Joe did. And when Joe's called kids like roaches.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you going to not talk about what Abraham Lincoln did?
Because they don't know any better, ma'am. And that's why we're emancipating them on the show. That's all. That's why this show exists, so that we can let the people know the full story and people can stop mixing truth and lies and confusing our people.
Well, that's why I hesitate to call in. But I just said, well, I'm tired of listening and nobody's saying maybe I'm wrong.
No, ma'am. You're
correct.
You're correct, and that's why this show exists. Thank you for listening to me, Miss Ruby.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what's your name?
P-Ray.
P-Ray.
Yes, ma'am.
The voice of a new generation.
I hope I meet you all. Where can I meet you all sometime?
Oh, you want to talk about the event?
Well, we have an event coming up this Saturday.
At the Trump Tower.
At the Trump Hotel at 5 o'clock, and we're going to be there. And you can get your information from the Martin Luther King Republican website, martinlutherkingrepublican.com.
That's going to be this Saturday at Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ebony, can you give out that phone number again slowly?
The phone number for more information is 219-885-9315.
One more time, yeah. Ebony.
219-885-9315.
And the Martin Luther King Republicans will be having meet and greets hosted by P. Ray in the near future. She will be updating.
I want some pins and hats, too.
Yes, we have everything there loaded for you. Black Voice
okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And again, look, y'all, we got another person emancipated off of the plantation. I'm telling y'all, everybody, come be free. It feels so good to be free. You're not stressed. You're not trying to make sense out of a lie and chaos and thinking, well, maybe they didn't mean to do it or maybe I misunderstood. No, they're exactly who they have shown you they are. Be not confused, my people. So put on your gym shoes and run away. Come on and join the Martin Luther King Republicans because, again, the black Republicans here in the city of Chicago have a whole different vibe, and all we have to do is catch the vibe to make them, one, enforce the laws on the books as they're written. That's all we want. We don't want extra laws. We don't want them to get rid of the laws. Just enforce the laws on the book, pretty please. Number two, we also want them to know that we are full citizens and we will not allow anyone to trick us out of any part of our sovereignty anymore. So that's it. Come be free. If you like to make money, if you like to be a capitalist, if you believe that you are a full American, if you are a proud descendant of freedmen in this country, come join the party of the freedmen, and that is the Martin Luther, or the Republican Party under the Martin Luther King Republican.
Well, let me say something, P-Ray. I know our group is the group. We're the number one hottest group in the Midwest, in the state, in America, but there are other Republican organizations here. Now, this is me being who I am. I don't shed the light. You know, when I come in the room, I take all the light and everybody's hating on Jimmy Lee like who he think he is. Let me give a shout out, right? If you're here thinking about coming to the Republican Party in Cook County, you need to go see a man by the name of Sean Morrison. He's the chairman of the Republican Cook County here in Illinois. Now, if you want to do something like run for county offices, that's what you need to see, county commissioners or any countywide office. You need to go see him. If you're thinking about, what, alderman or any city office, there's a guy by the name of Stephen Bolton. He's in charge of Chicago GOP. Go talk to that guy. Y'all heard him here on the radio. I'm quite sure you know him. Hey, you know, he's a good guy right there. Then there's three other black organizations you can just mess with up in here. You can mess with the Illinois Black Republican Organization, right? I guess that's the new thing they got going on. It was around for a minute. I was in the beginning forks with it, but
in that, Jimmy?
I really can't tell, but I think it's ran by the editor of the South. That's how she's drawn. Dr. Darden.
Okay, Cornell Darden.
Cornell
Darden,
right. He's in charge of that. Then you have the Southside Republicans, right? That's ran by, I think, by a guy by the name of Devin Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be a part of an organization, didn't start his own little stuff, so big up to Devin Jones. And then there's the Frederick Douglass Republicans by a girl by the name, I know Babette last name. You know Babette?
Holder.
Babette Holder.
You know she's first cousins with Eric Holder.
Yes. She never should forget that. And she's also the host of Belly of the Beast radio station down
there. Another station we don't talk about.
Right. That's right. They don't talk about us over there.
But we're the Martin Luther King Republicans. Now, I mention all of that because you have choices and you have options. We're not like the political party, like you join us and you're going to be, I'm a Martin Luther King Republican looking for us on the ballot. We do train people on issues and organize organizations and how to get things done. We have done a lot of things more as a group than as politicians.
Mm-hmm.
You may have known some of the people that came through our organizations. Charles Love, he's a poem, an author, and a columnist now. He's in New York. He was in our group for once upon a time. We had the girl we was talking about last time, Stephanie Tressel. She came in and broke out. That's how we know so much about her. You had Devin Jones. He came in our group. You know, he does it well. Took our stuff off the board and formed this little group. That's all good. Devin Jones. They went their weed back, Devin. And then we had Latasha Fields, another lieutenant governor candidate that came through our organization, and she ran for lieutenant governor. They did a big thing. So you come through our organization, they're not going to say they got the credit and ran for us and stuff like that, but I'm sorry about that. Ebony messed with the mic. But we do have that organization. I wanted to give a shout-out to those people because I don't want them to think that I'm up here just grabbing all the black people to come over to the Martin Luther King Republicans that have done so much, like open the churches, fight for your children, and still fight for your daughters right now. We're not going to deal with that, but they are there, and they can't say that I did not inform you of their presence. But if you want to get down on a get down, you mess with the Martin Luther King Republicans. We are a politically activated group. We're affiliated with the Heritage Action for America Sentinel, America First Policy Group. We're with the Black Voices for Trump.
They took me to the RNC, to the Republican National Convention, walked right in the room and met all the people through the Martin Luther King Republicans.
Because we're affiliated with the RNC. That's what makes us different from the Illinois GOP. Hit the call, boo-boo.
All right. The call bank is filled up. We got to pay our 730 bills. When we come back, we're going to get through everybody because we, again, want to see why you are emancipating yourself from the Democratic plantation. See you after the break.
The talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
I'm Antoine Davis. I'm a radio personality, and I do my thing my way. That's called style. And for my beard style, I cleanse with the King C. Gillette Beard and Face Wash. It's infused with coconut water, argan oil, and avocado oil to leave my skin and hair feeling soft. Plus, it's all topped off with the signature scent. The King C. Gillette lineup of quality beard care products help me craft my look my way. So, King, remember, and don't forget, master your style with King C. Gillette.
Rest easy knowing your savings are secure and earning you more with a Wintrust MaxSafe account. With MaxSafe, you get up to 15 times the standard FDIC personal protection. That's right, 15 times the protection with the ability to secure up to $3.75 million per account holder. Now that's banking as it should be. Call 833-MAXSAFE to talk with a local Wintrust banker today. That's 833-MAXSAFE. Peace of mind is just a phone call away. Banking products provided by Wintrust Financial Corp. Banks. Member FDIC. See FDIC.gov for deposit insurance coverage rules.
Women are the foundation of our communities. Research shows Black women may have higher risk for breast cancer and reduced access to breast cancer screening. Jackson Park Hospital and the University of Illinois Cancer Center have teamed up to ensure women get easy access to high-quality mammograms. In need of a mammogram? Visit Jackson Park's Chief Radiologist Dr. Arlene Richardson. Every Monday, women can walk in for breast cancer screening services from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. as part of their Mammo Monday program. They accept patients even if you have no insurance. Call a breast health navigator today at 773-947-7870.
As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, we're focused on one of the greatest hip-hop artists to pick up a microphone, Christopher Wallace, also known as Biggie Smalls or the Notorious B.I.G. Wallace was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. His music was often semi-autobiographical, telling of hardships and criminality, but also of debauchery and celebration.
And if you don't know, now you know.
His debut album, Ready to Die, was met with widespread acclaim and included his signature song, Juicy and Big Papa. The album made him the central figure in East Coast hip-hop and restored New York's visibility at the time when West Coast hip-hop scene was dominating hip-hop music. In 1996, while recording his second album, Wallace became entrenched in the escalating East Coast-West Coast hip-hop feud. On March 9, 1997, 6 months after Tupac's murder, Wallace was murdered in a drive-by shooting while visiting Los Angeles. Second After Death, a double album, was released 2 weeks later. It reached number one on the Billboard's 200 and eventually achieved a diamond certification in the United States. Wallace was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020. Biggie's short but impactful career paved the way for hip-hop artists to tell their own stories. Today, that is why he is a pioneer in the evolution of hip-hop.
I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
June is Black Music Month, and the Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON has got you covered all month long. It's the evolution of hip-hop. That's how you celebrate hip-hop at 50 and WVON at 60.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
Are back. Welcome back to Black Excellence Hour, sober people with high self-esteem. I am P. Ray, your hostess, and again, this is the evening show on WVON 1690 AM Chicago. Check us out on the iHeartRadio app, too. Sometimes the signal is a little hard to get at night. I'm not going to read that comment. I want to give a shout-out to the people in the Facebook comments. Let's start there. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Lori K. Westerfield. I still might read that comment. Miss Sharon Davis. Of course, Miss Rebecca Jude, who comes again to tell us what we're doing wrong. To Brother Pata, to Glenn Scott Hayes, to Al Senior, to Karen Hicks, of course. Thank you, Karen. To Caesar Man, to Craig Pryor, I'm just scrolling through the comments. If I didn't call your name, charge it to my head and not my heart. To Risky Castillon, to Jorge Rios, to, let's see, I'm just going through the comments, Waveland King, to Edwin Uzi Mendez de Chicago, Let's see, who else is here with us? To my guy, James Turner. Shout out to James for just always supporting the show. And to, I think that is everyone. To Miss Deborah Roberts. To Miss Paulina Pat Spratt. And going back, and I believe that is it. So if you are watching on the Facebook page, be sure to hit that share button, y'all, and share the live again. This show is an emancipation show, and we are discussing what made you put on your gym shoes and run off of the Democratic plantation. Now, y'all know that Jimmy and Ebony are twins, and they just activate twin power all the time. They always whispering in on the side, whispering and talking and talking. It's cool. I get it. I love it.
We're trying to get more of our information about organization,
No, I'm not teasing you. I'm just saying, y'all, it's just twin power. Y'all, I just love how y'all finish each other's sentences, how you talk, how she talk, how you come to one
Team
thought
Tillman.
Without saying it. Team Tillman. Shout out to Miss Dorothy Tillman for birthing these babies. We glad that they were born.
And Dr. Jimmy Tillman.
Dr. Jimmy Tillman as well, because he couldn't have done it without Big Jimmy. But I'm saying, shout out to the alderman in exile, Miss Dorothy Tillman. They played with her, and look at what happened. So you can't play with people, kids. Those are just seeds that sprout up and get their licks back. Let's go ahead.
No, not to cut you off, P-Rick, because I just want to get your audience just a little sample of the Martin Luther King Republican, and our effect that we have had. I mentioned a lot of other groups out there that's been out there, and the problem here in Chicago and Illinois, people don't know that the Republican Party exists or what are they doing or what have they been doing. We've been doing a lot, especially increasing the numbers. I send this to Ebony. Tag, you're it.
Well, I'm going to real quickly about the Martin Luther King Republicans. We were founded in 2007 by my brother Jimmy Lee Tillman II to offer a political alternative in Illinois. The Martin Luther King Republicans, we are a diverse group of conservatives, moderates, and black Republicans educating, recruiting, and supporting qualified candidates nationwide. Some of the numbers Jimmy was talking about, in recent years, the political landscape in Illinois has drastically changed. 2010 marked the start of a trend, with traditionally Democratic county boasting 8,607 Republican voters, in which 75% were African American. That number more than doubled in just one decade, reaching over 20,000 black GOP across Cook County in 2020. This uptick can be attributed to the Martin Luther King Republican, our work, and the national trend of black voters becoming more politically independent, as well as shifting political stances among the Chicago black voters.
The reason why I said that is because we've been out here doing the work, not just talking about it. Now, you might see me, a lot of people might see me during campaign time and campaign season. A lot of y'all voted for me. Thank you. A lot, people don't know that I'm kind of big in the black community. A lot of my voters down south, downstate, and like Anna, Illinois, sundown towns, they can't believe that the people up north really feeling me up here. So I want to show those numbers, and especially to the people that are listening in, like the Chicago GOP, the Illinois GOP, and everybody that's digging in. We've been out here doing the work for the last 15 years, and we've set up a place for people who are dissatisfied with the Democratic Party. Now, I mention those other entities because they're the ones that go into the committee men, and I don't want to take their spot or take their place. And so you want to fight for your children, fight for a better Chicago, fight for a better Illinois, fight for a better America, then you're going to come over here and get some of our policies and take them back to your neighborhood and your community and enact them. If you want to become a politician or see what's up, like a committee person, I'm quite sure Steve Bolton, he has set up a place and he's ready for people. Steve Bolton right now is ready for the black community to come in there. He got the doors open. He has an organization called the Illinois Black People. If you just go over there. But if you're ready to fight for your children and your grandchildren right now, I mean, not run for office. I'm trying to offer your listeners right now an opportunity for revolution, for change. We don't need no politicians to make these decisions for us. The power has always been with the people, and we're going to prove to the Democratic Party this time this election cycle coming up, this cycle coming up, that we're tired of them mistreating us, misusing us, and we're tired of them sacrificing our children to Moloch and Baal by castrating them and removing their parts and making sure they're not reproducing. We're going to be that group that's taking all races now. You know, we're a black organization, but we're going to have this fight with all people, all God-fearing people, all religions, Muslims, Hindu, Jewish, Baptist, Protestants, anybody who believe in the living creator and the Most High, no matter what color you are, we are going to be ushering in a fight this cycle to push back all the demonic ways and laws that the Democratic Party is placing on you. I know some of y'all go to the ballot and always just press the D. The D for Democrat, the D for devils, the D for being dumb. Because there's no other alternative. When I first started running back 15 years ago, it was because there was no alternative. It was just to give Bobby Rush an opportunity to fight and see if his programs were accepted by the black community. The media kind of shunned me out. 98,000 people here last time I ran thought they wanted to hear it. People don't know that I won the last election. They never really called it. They never called the victor. He just assumed it. I was coming back to take him out, but the party decided to go with Philistine White. They figured that Dr. Wallace said, Eric Wallace, I ran too much.
Yeah, run too much.
And I said, I just 98,000. That's okay. You run too much. We got to move on. So I moved on and ran for state senate. Not state senate.
U.S.
Senate.
Statewide.
U.S. Senate. Statewide. Red statewide. Mm-hmm. I get everybody mixed up with this. Ran statewide. And I realized that the whole state loved Jimmy Lee. Mega has no color. And my message resonated so much down there, P. Ray, that I have three congressional candidates running downstate who wants me, Jimmy Lee, to come down there and stump for them in all white counties.
Mm-hmm.
See, dig this, people. I went down to like Anna, Illinois, where ain't no Negroes allowed, Illinois, and got votes because MEGA had no color with a black agenda, because American First policy was
black.
A black agenda. Only under the American First policies have the blacks received the lowest unemployment since slavery.
And this is why, again, Jimmy Lee, we have to keep on reminding our people at WVON that Negro business, freedman business, is 100% American business. And we are on the business of America, which means that we're on the business of our people. Put your gym shoes on and run over here with us. 773-591-1690. Jay, you've been holding for a while. Welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hey. Hey, CJ. Hey, you know what? I'm looking at this thing going on with Trump. And I called you before. And, you were talking about Trump. And, you know, I think Trump, this thing is just not right, what they're doing. And I think that, we were talking about the reparation thing. I think Trump is about the best thing that we could have had as far as getting some reparations. Because Trump is basically an outsider. He's not an insider. And I think it's kind of bad. But, you know, another thing with this immigration thing, I'm going to tell a lot of black people, I grew up in a neighborhood when we had a lot of Hispanics at one time. And a lot of people don't know they're not particularly drawn toward dark-skinned people. And I grew up with them. I was fortunate to be light-skinned. And they're not really particular about black men, particular.
Hey, Carl, that's your question, caller. With this vote that just happened in the city council by them giving all these illegals this money, what ward you live in? Are you in Chicago?
Who, me?
Yeah, are you in Chicago?
I grew up in Chicago.
Okay. No. Well, are you from Chicago? Are you from Illinois?
I'm from Illinois.
Okay, I was asking what neighborhood
then,
you live in.
And another thing, Dorothy, I grew up on the far as like what they used to call Brownville. Then we moved across.
Right.
Now, the bridge.
I was wondering to your callers and listeners out there if this vote was the
vote. Not saying I grew up, but like I said, another thing, I had friends, like I grew up at 13 years old, they can't be around you.
Right.
After 13, they get pulled. They get pulled, and that's something I think a lot of blacks don't had never experienced from areas where they were once was dominant black. I'm saying this is something that we have to. I'm just trying
be aware
to
be
of.
No, I
right,
know.
No, we're
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
you know, you have to understand that. You know, at 13, they have to stay away from you. My friend told me I can't be around you no more. After 13.
Wow.
And it's something, I'm not saying that he wasn't a bad person, but just something they said, his peers told him that 13, under 13 is fine. After 13, you can't be around. Especially, I'm a light-skinned man, but then just period. I guess basically black period. But then at that time, I think that coming up, you know, our parents grew up where we come from the South. They needed us here. They needed us. You know, for things, I guess, at the time. And they had the good, you know, but they were moving out. We were moving in. The whites were moving out. The Spanish were moving out. So it's like in reverse now. So there's something, but there's something I think you have to be aware of.
Thank you, Jay.
You know, Paul, thank you. I'm just saying, PJ, I'm not, you know, there's something I think all of us need to be aware of.
We appreciate
you know.
The warning, love.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Okay. Thank you.
No, people, I want to know if your callers, if that vote was the straw that broke their backs with their aldermen, whether they're new or old, are there, I know it's 1,000 days, but would they remember that this was the vote that the aldermen turned their backs on their people? I wonder if your callers or your listeners, do they feel that way, or they just like, whatever, they voted, whatever, hey, ain't nothing I can do about it.
Well, let's call in. Again, 773-591-1690. Call and let us know how the vote made you feel, and again, what got you to emancipate yourself off the plantation, because if you don't know, friends, you are free. Let's get back to it. Dennis, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Thanks for taking my call. I got off the plantation. You just made me think. I think it was during the Barack Obama era,
mm-hmm.
when they were about 2007, 2008, when I just saw that the Democrat Party wasn't doing nothing for the country, for our people. And I think I went with Rana, Trump, all type of people, just to piss them off. It wasn't that I'm a Republican, but I just couldn't go with them Democrats because they were kissing Mike Madigan, but the Green Party.
And Israel, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you a question. You got my book?
No, I don't think
so. All right. Now, let me tell you something. You out there fighting, right? You see everything that's going on. You went with Brandon Johnson. Everybody who went with Brandon Johnson was in Coon, everything like that. Let me ask you something. This vote, since when I think about Brandon Johnson, I think about you. You, my face of the Brandon Johnson voter who pushed the guy in, right? And so, like, a lot of the things that's going to happen in the city, I'm going to hold you for it like that, accountable. Now, there ain't nothing negative because I saw you on the trail. You was with Bailey. Then you was with, you know, I ain't tripping on you, right? But there's going to come a time, Israel, for
biggest
fight.
Mistake I made that Bailey didn't F-storm Steve Bowden and Dave Cooper. I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm trying to get around to that, too.
I'm just saying.
They don't come south of Roosevelt. They can stay on the west side.
Well, hold on.
No, they don't
let
want
go.
Me
what
to
happened?
Go up north. The
what
west
happened?
Side say no.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. Tell,
Lake Michigan.
Tell us what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
What you mean?
Why you say those things about, you know, Bolton? I mean, what happened? I know I saw.
Man, P-Ray, you were up on 116th and you came up there and dude, I was about to smash him up there. Him and Dave come play. Lied. Man, but I called in for another reason. I heard you mention my name, Queen, and I'm King Israel, and I don't read that BS and rhetoric because it's rhetoric. Even if I'd have read it, I was still going against
Paul.
The white boy that ran against him. So I read really
I didn't
well.
Say you,
I knew,
you said it, baby. I didn't say you can't read.
I said you didn't.
And I did. That's,
I did not.
Repeated what you said.
I know. I'm repeating the thing. I didn't, and if I did read it, I still wasn't going to go for value. What I'm trying to say is it's that BS and rhetoric. Because I went to college a long time ago, and they said politicians are professional liars. So why would I read anything they say? Because they're going to do the opposite. Only person that did not do the opposite is Trump.
No,
only
no.
One that's
well,
not,
King
and I
Israel.
Still Trump.
King Israel, yes, listen, honey. Everything that Brandon is doing under immigration was right there on the webpage. It literally was now, like I said, they changed it tremendously since we've been talking about it on the show. But the whole plan was there. So even if he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, and that's why I kept saying, is anyone reading this? Is anyone reading?
No,
I didn't.
It was personal against me.
I was
trying to get over there with ballots, but he's talking about wait to the runoff. I was trying to make sure you don't get to the runoff. And then when he got to the runner, I didn't like nobody around him. The couple of guys I like, the couple of guys still off talk for that. But
all right.
That's
well,
a whole nother subject.
Thank you, King Israel.
I love you. You know I love and respect you.
I love you too, honey.
Get my book, man.
Yep, and come pop out with us Saturday. 773-591-1690. I am taking the calls in the order that they were received. Miss Deborah, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Good evening, P. Ray, and to your guests. And can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. As far as the question about the plantation, I said this before. Maybe you don't remember it. 72, I was made aware because I lived in Robert Taylor. I was made aware, and the look on the teacher's face when he said it, he knew, I'm confident he knew his life was in harm's way, but he said that rich white developers were going to tear down Robert Taylor. Yeah. Well, the thing I didn't, it took me decades, probably half a century, to realize it wasn't just whites, it was blacks involved in that too. Look at over there now. What has the Democrat or the Republicans done about the development there, especially that was for children, that was for families. So talking loud and saying nothing is what I'm telling. The Book of Lamentation, it talks about, and Mark Carter talks about this, how people eat up their children, or the mothers or families, the parents eat up their children. Not being able to take care of your kids, but most of all, with this rain out here, people that are unhoused, it's unethical, it's immoral that nobody has done anything to try to help those that have been displaced. And yes, the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, yeah, I have love for everybody. I talk about Haiti and wanting this government to help Haiti and other places. But when it comes to bringing them in and jumping over the backs of those whose parents and grandparents vote, and they never got anything for it, I've been off the plantation. And as a matter of fact, living in it, I had to learn to be a soldier at a young age. Now I'm a warrior. So as far as with whom I'm going to be, well, the thing about it, if you can't show me what you've done to try to help the masses, I'm not talking about a few here, a few there, a dozen here. I'm talking about the masses. And I'm not going to take up more of your time, but please, the Book of Lamentations, read that, because that's where we're at. We've had people in the Democratic Party, been in there forever, past, present, that did nothing. And that's not what God and even Dr. King was about.
That's
thanks for accepting my call. God bless.
Thank you, Ms. Deborah.
Philip Jackson was the architect of destroying the projects here in Chicago. He's not here no longer, but some of those people are still here. They thought that it was the anchor board for the Tillman dynasty, but it really wasn't. And they knew that all the people in the project, when they came out to vote at a 98 percentile rating, we got a mayor. And the projects was destined to be destroyed then, because that's one time that the machine did not have control over the Negroes, because they decided they wanted something. They came out at an alarming rate to vote. And then there was people to this day, they still walk around to this day. They're being quiet, but they are the reasons why we have been dismantled. Philip Jackson was the architect on it, and all those people saying that Dorothy Tillman want the projects up because that's her base, not because people need a place to live.
That's what I always said. Not because black folks wanted to live somewhere. No, because Dorothy Tillman wanted the vote and not the housing. That's the ignorance that we're dealing with here. That's the level of poor self-image that we're dealing with here, because they can't even imagine that those people would want a place to live. And no, it's all about Dorothy Tillman and her
selfishness. So let's remove a whole race of people just to get Dorothy Tillman.
Yes, over 100,000 people.
Right, just get Dorothy Tillman.
Craziness. Y'all, we are at the bottom of the second hour, so all the callers, hold on, hold on. And again, if you want to join the queue, 773-591-1690, call us and tell us your emancipation story. Again, today I have Mr. Jimmy Lee Tillman on as my guest of the Martin Luther King Republicans, and we are running a Black Republican agenda in the city of Chicago. Chicago goes red, and we will save the nation. See y'all after the break.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
It's Matt McGill.
Mayor Brandon Johnson on the live line with us.
You know, Matt, my job, I thought was going to lead me to having your job one day, brother. You know, I really wanted to be a regular radio host, man. I was doing my things on Sundays. I thought I would get promoted eventually, but apparently either Melody didn't see it or God had another plan.
I know, right? Well, this plan looks like it's good for you, brother.
Well, the job you got now at least has security.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Matt out here at risk, so just know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Malcolm.
In other words, if Malcolm is saying that Matt probably has a payment plan on one of his bills too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Right. I'll open some.
Matt McGill, weekdays at 1 p.m. on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Mike Stevens on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
Four black children watched their mother being laid to rest in the case of a Florida white woman accused of shooting her black neighbor, A.J. Owens, to death.
We are not going away quietly. What happened here is wrong, and we come to stand with this family to call wrong, wrong.
Reverend Al Sharpton giving the eulogy. Reports are Owens was shot through the door with her child standing next to her when she went to confront Susan Lawrence for allegedly throwing a skate and hitting the child in a long-running dispute over the children playing in a lot near her land. Initially, the woman used Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground self-defense, but ultimately she was arrested for manslaughter. Demands are to upgrade that to murder.
All the people shot at an Alabama Sweet 16 party and fortunate enough to survive have been released from the hospital now. The black victims lived. Four others were killed. More than 30 people were hurt when gunmen opened fire at the celebration back in April in Dadeville, northeast of Montgomery. The families of the last two hospitalized victims, 16-year-olds Kara Johns and Trinity Richards, confirm they've been discharged. Both girls spent several weeks at Children's Hospital in Birmingham receiving treatment for multiple gunshot wounds. GoFundMe accounts have been set up to help their families pay for medical expenses.
A 15-year-old black boy is charged with murder for firing off a gun at an Orlando, Florida shopping mall. One of the stray bullets took the life of a 61-year-old black grandmother who also served our country. Former U.S. Army Sergeant Angela Sutton Washington happened to be shopping back in February at the North Lane Plaza Strip Mall when she was struck as an innocent bystander in the way of a bullet. The 15-year-old, whose name has not been released, was arguing with other teens and young men when he allegedly pulled out the gun and fired.
That's the sound of the mostly white MAGA mob breaking into the Capitol on January 6th. A HuffPost.com opinion piece concludes the supremacist faction of supporters of Donald Trump missed the power they had when he was president, and they want it back again. The story also quotes a Southern Poverty Law Center 2020 study showing hate groups have grown significantly since Trump took center stage in our national politics.
Many times we love.
That voice had us mesmerized in the 70s and 80s. The maestro, Barry White. As we celebrate Black Music Month, we remember his genius. He created the Love Unlimited Orchestra. The multi-Grammy winner had a string of hits. He recorded 20 studio albums in the course of his career. He died on July 4th, 2003. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Women are the foundation.
foundation of our communities. Research shows black women may have higher risk for breast cancer and reduced access to breast cancer screening. Jackson Park Hospital and the University of Illinois Cancer Center have teamed up to ensure women get easy access to high-quality mammograms. In need of a mammogram? Visit Jackson Park's Chief Radiologist Dr. Arlene Richardson. Every Monday, women can walk in for breast cancer screening services from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. as part of their Mammo Monday program. They accept patients even if you have no insurance. Call a breast health navigator today at 773-947-7870.
Winner of the Regional Theater Tony Award and located in Hyde Park, Core Theater presents The Gospel at Colonis. Now extended through June 18th, the Chicago Tribune praised this exuberant musical as gorgeously produced, deeply inclusive, and richly sung, and gave it 4 out of 4 stars. And its Chicago Reader recommended, hail for its spirit of transcendence, hope, and revival. The Gospel at Colonis will lift you up. Don't miss it. Tickets and more information at coretheater.org. It's the afternoon show.
If you're listening to some of your constituents, especially the ones that we have right there on the South Shore area, it's like, take care of us first. We'll have a problem.
Yeah.
Sharing it with everybody else. But make sure we're taken care of. It's kind of like, you know what, with the side chick game. Make sure the home is taken care of first. And I don't condone doing that.
Yeah.
But take care of home first.
Yeah.
It's the afternoon show with Atiba Buchanan and Darlene Hill on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVOS.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
June is Pride Month, and 1690 WVON supports the LGBTQ community. You're out, you're proud. We are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON. From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, we are the talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Are back. Welcome back to Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. Again, I am P. Ray, your hostess, and we are hosting the evening show tonight on WVON 1690 AM. I do it 3 times a week, and here we are, listening to me speak. I'm trying to catch the beat because Justin is answering the phone. If you want to join the line, you got to call right now. To join the line, 773-591-1690, that's the number that you could call, and cut, I was trying to let it go because he on the phone, I was okay again.
P-Ray, I got a question.
Yes.
I got a text here about the Steve Bolton person right here, before I even read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't know what's up with Steve Bolton, because someone said that you threatened Steve Bolton.
I didn't threaten Steve Bolton. What I told Steve Bolton, now that it's in the open, I never threatened Steve. So we did a press conference, the Black Republicans. I thought that we were together. Okay. And then when Steve did the write-up, he completely left P. Ray's name out on purpose, right? I mean, like, on purpose, left my name out, put all kind of people's names in it that weren't even there, right? And so then I inboxed him, and I'm like, yo, how's my name out? Like, you know, I'm going to tell the people that y'all trying to use a black woman to come up. Like, don't do that. Put my name in. He's like, well, I won't be threatened. I'm like, I'm not trying to threaten you. I'm just saying y'all not going to come up off me like y'all did during the governor's election. No. So I don't know. Maybe he's mad about it. I don't know, but he'll get over it.
I was wondering because Ishmael just said the thing. I thought.
Oh, so now he's going around telling people
no,
that?
No, I thought because I saw Ishmael. I thought Ishmael, because I saw him with the Bailey campaign. I thought he was at Bolton, and he had some things to say about Bolton, too.
No, I don't even know that man. I don't even know that man. I didn't even know that that was him doing the page. You know, I just asked him, like, why is my name once again missing? And again, I'm out here plowing the land.
I missed that episode. Was it aired?
I don't know if it was aired. I don't even know. And that's why I'm saying I don't even know how that interaction that I had between that man got on this mic right now. I don't even know how you know about that.
Somebody just text me. That's all.
See?
I'm saying.
See how they play with P-Ray? They want to, again, Black Chicago.
Dissension. People want to call dissension. That's it.
Dissension and problems.
That's it.
It did, because we're winning over here as the Black Republicans.
Winning.
Shout out to my Donnie. Y'all, his birthday tomorrow. Make sure if you got a Trump flag, a MAGA hat, a Trump hat, anything, wear it tomorrow just to put some good energy in the air for our president.
Wave a flag because you're patriotic and you want to see your country go down to this bestiality society that they're pushing on you. They're taking your son's penises off, everybody. Remember, the Democratic Party do not want your son to have a penis. Remember that.
And on that note, let's get back to the callers. 773-591-1690. If you support those people, you are supporting castration. Save the baby balls.
Save
the baby balls. Let's get back to it. Cliff, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
You guys are unbelievable. Save the baby balls. Anyway, hey, listen. I'm just tuning in. Yeah, I got you. I know how you feel, especially with your Donnie. My question to your guests. And, yo, man, I didn't know that you guys were Miss Dorothy's your mom, man. Yo, that's a powerful woman, man. I listen to her show every day, every weekend.
Thank you.
She's good people, man, you know. But listen, my question to you, I'll get right to it.
Go ahead.
If you had to vote tomorrow, okay, because I'm just trying to understand this whole Republican agenda in terms of who the players are. If you had to vote tomorrow, who would be your number one vote and your number two?
Jamal,
president and vice president.
In this election right here? It'd be
yes, sir.
Well, I go 1, 2, 3. It goes Trump, Pence, Scott. Now, I said Pence because he just got in it, and I was a Trump, Scott man at first. I'm gonna throw you a curveball, really, and he hasn't said nothing, but I like Byron Donaldson from Florida. I'm trying to get him to come down to meet with me in July. I was pushing for a Trump-Donaldson ticket before Scott got in it. But we know the media is not going to give him no play. They don't want to show the side of Republicans that whites do vote for black Republicans and that we don't speak a certain language. We act a certain way. He's showing a different look out there, and the media is trying to push that away. I kind of got an autograph of Mike Pence. I was thumping. All when Trump was running last time was Jimmy. It was a Tillman family and the Pence family, Tillman family, Trump family. So I got a kind of soft spot for Mike Pence. I don't see nowhere where DeSantis is in the running because his policies are diverse and it'd be difficult. I don't see his policies being diverse, but it's easy for the Democratic Party to beat him across the head as being a racist because of how his policies are being perceived down in Florida. And I don't think he has a grasp on a black agenda. Mike Pence and Scott, they helped push the black agenda that Trump passed. So I have those in my three because of what the black community got under a Trump-Pence administration that was pushed by Tim Scott.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. But let me get to this point then. So now, Steve,
hurry up.
This is my last point, though.
Go ahead.
Okay, now, Steve said, when I posed the same question to Steve, right, the GOP chairman, I guess, Chicago or Philadelphia, Chicago, rather, he said that he doesn't know and he's not sure yet. So my point is, man, there's a fraction in the Republican Party. You got even white Republicans that don't want to back Trump.
So
now, here's my last point.
Cliff. I want to make this point. The demographic that controls the vote in Cook County is black. So So we don't. I don't care that we don't care that Steve doesn't know if he's going to vote for Trump. That's just one person, and Steve controls the people that or influences the people that he influences. But overwhelmingly, we are going to bring back Donald Trump here, regardless of what he said on the station.
Okay. Okay. Got that. Here's my last issue. My last point. And I'll hang up. Can you please get into the Republicans? Okay. And their agenda. Why you call them Republicans? Okay.
Thank you.
Repeat that.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so the Republicans are people who align themselves with the Republican Party in order to get closer to whiteness. And when I mean whiteness, I mean like mainstream white ideas, such as the notion that the Negro does not deserve reparations or that the Negro communities are inherently dirty and nasty and trifling.
Or CRT is good.
Yes, or CRT is good, and we have to be running away from our blackness because they don't see color. They
shouldn't talk about abortion.
They don't see color, and, you know, we're all living in this one America. When I say that we definitely see color, we don't live in one America, and I enjoy black America much more than mainstream America. So those people are cooning and trying to get rid of our very real history within the party in order to get acceptance from what they believe white people believe because they lack the knowledge to intelligently articulate our issues. Those are Republicans.
I second that, but as far as people here in Illinois, they are not with the president, like you say, Steve Bolton, maybe not the party. That's why there is a split here in Illinois in the party with the grassroots and the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so there is a split there, but the Martin Luther King Republicans, we are the voice here in Illinois for Donald Trump. Now, dig that. We are the voice, black voice, not the black voice, but our black voice is the voice and the representation for Donald Trump. P. Ray right here is the voice for the movement that Trump is pushing through. Now, after this primary, after everything shakes up, Illinois will see that. Chicago Martin Luther King Republicans will be the overseers of this campaign. You see, the line is being drawn. Everybody in Illinois, they're with DeSantis. The blacks are with Ramaswamy.
No, the blacks are not.
No. There's a section of the, we say, I'm not going to say the Cooney. There's some Cooney Coonies are with Salami. And they're even, now, dig it. There is a black guy running that's other than Scott.
Elders.
And then there's, I think Wallace is with Elders and a group with them with Elders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my definition of a Republican is someone that's black, that's not backing Donald Trump, who gave us the best policy in our history.
Mm-hmm.
When history is written down, you got Grant, who fulfilled Lincoln's destiny, Lincoln, who signed the Manifest Destiny, Trump, then Eisenhower, then Nixon. That's your top five. You want to throw Reagan in there because we got so much things, and Bush, I can list them off. But Donald Trump will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents for black America of all time. And best believe me, that is what he's working on. He's working on to be the best president for black America because he knows that's the best way to get in history. People, trust me on that.
That's right. Let's get back to the phone line. You guys have been holding on and being very patient. And again, if you want to join the conversation, 773-591-1690. What convinced you to emancipate yourself from the Democratic plantation and welcome yourself to freedom on the right side? Ms. Karen, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Well, hello. Number one, I never got on the plantation. And what made me not get on it is because I had intelligent parents that read and understood that America was a business. Republicans are about the business, period. And they teach the business. They teach you go fishing. Just learn how to go fishing because of the corporations. Democrats go fishing for you and give you a piece of the tail. You really want to know the history, go look into who really pushed it, Jesse Jackson, because many of us black people, we were Republicans, okay? But that's neither here nor there, whether it be Trump. We're the most intelligent species on this planet. So whichever party is in there, if we really knew who we were, we would govern it. But I'm just trying to figure out,
I like that,
why keep putting up with a boyfriend that don't do nothing for you? That's kind of goofy. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's just common sense, that you keep being in a relationship that you get nothing out of it. So it's quite foolish of us. But if you look around, all the elite are the Democrats. Somebody posted on Facebook the other day where a bunch of Democrats in somebody's backyard, and the sad part is the people that's in these spots have done more ratchet, terrible things than anybody, but the Democrats cover it up. That's number one. Number two, sir, when you spoke about Philip Jackson, I just put a video on your page, P-Ray, and Lionel is probably listening. Lionel could tell you the whole breakdown of the demolition of the projects and why they were demolished, just like the stores and the Isolas and the Orange Room and the different clubs we would meet at, because the Shaw brothers and many other politicians were teaching us civics, mm-hmm. and Daley didn't want that, okay? So Daley say, dismantle that. Mm-hmm. And Daley got Meeks to run for office to knock Shaw out. So I just tell all my people, it is really, you know, mm-hmm. the greatest joy about being my age, mm-hmm. 61, mm-hmm. is because you know the truth. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to a king, a lot of people don't know the truth about King. King was mm-hmm. a Republican, darling. America is a business. We're not saying that Republicans are so great, but they know it's a business. And so they teach the business. And that's why they don't like Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is a businessman. And Donald Trump is telling everybody about a business. If I got a business and I can get clothes for resale, and the people in my store is telling all my buyers where they could get it at retail, I'm not going to like that. Because the Democrats benefit off of your ignorance. Listen mm-hmm. to this station.
Yep.
You're the only one on this station that pushes truth. You know why? Because many of them that get in front of that mic benefit from being an elite Democrat. I just think it's pretty goofy that we continue to follow a group of people that look at your communities. But every time you turn around, somebody's getting an award for doing something great, but our communities don't even have a decent grocery store. We got little girl shops coming up in neighborhoods that you can get pampered and get your nails and hair done, but we don't even have a grocery store. All because the Democrats want to take your tax dollars money and do what they want to do with it, because they know you're not going to listen. So I just say, I ain't never been a Democrat, baby. We were originally Republicans.
Go ahead.
Do your homework. Start studying. And P-Ray, you are the first, and I don't care who don't like what I'm about to say. You are the first to come across this airway and open up the sincere ignorance of the minds that have been programmed. I love you, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. Come out of her, you all. Come out of her that's called the Democratic Party, that ain't S-H-I-T. Love you.
Love you, Miss Karen. Thank you.
And Miss Karen hit a point that most people don't realize. Yeah, Jesse Jackson ran, and a lot of us stayed Democrat. But dig it. Do people know that Donald Trump backed Jesse Jackson's presidential campaign?
Didn't he pay for it?
Hey, I'm just saying. This racist dude. And, you know, also gave him a seat at stock exchange, looked out for Al Sharpton. I'm just saying.
When,
let's keep it 100, people.
When Mandela was coming to America, he used his Trump plane to fly all around. Mandela didn't have a way to get around, but he used Trump Force One. Well, it wasn't Trump Force One then.
My Donnie did that.
Just keep it 100.
The orange man bad?
Keep it 100. See, he's orange. He's not white.
He's high. Show you're right.
There you go.
So he can't be the racist
he's
white
person
Republican.
He's a person of color.
Shut up. Y'all crazy. 7-3-5-9-1-6-P-90. We are having a ball today here at Black Excellence Hour. Again, y'all, this is an emancipation show. We are talking about getting away from the Democratic Party. Now, a lot of people are saying the Republicans have done wrong too. But, friends, the Republicans didn't put us in this position. The Republicans are not in power. The Republicans are not writing the policy. The Republicans are not spending the rehab money on illegal immigration. Always remember that. Tomorrow, when you're driving around Chicago and you see people leaning and rocking and leaning, they do that lean so hard, but they don't hit the ground, you think to yourself, that person could be in rehab, but there's an illegal immigrant eating a sandwich right now off of the rehab money. It's a serious matter.
Hold on, P-Ray. You know, we just
always sticking in the note.
Hold on, let me give you an introduction, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, the Martin Luther King Republicans have been pushing the vote, the Republican vote, and flipping it. But I want to give a demographics voting. This is for you. I know you listen. This is demographics. I want to show you where we deep at, and maybe you can get your people over there and get something happening. What are demographics that happen?
Most notably, the numbers of black Republican voters in Cook County and the city of Chicago has grown dramatically.
How dramatic?
This is especially true in certain Chicago neighborhoods.
What neighborhoods?
Austin.
Chatham.
Inglewood.
You know what? Hold on, Evan. You know what, Inglewood? See, we know Inglewood because we brought the Republicans out in Inglewood in droves to elect 16. Stephanie, your girl, Stephanie Coleman. Now,
wait, hold on. But before you
go
say
ahead.
That, because you also mentioned the Austin community, and I remember that we hosted many the Republican candidates mm-hmm. in the Austin community. P. Ray did that.
Right. I'm just giving a breakdown what, so you will know where we at in concentrated mass. Now dig it. Stephanie Coleman. I'm saying your name, Stephanie Coleman.
Now they're going to talk about me tonight in the group. They're going to say, why you let him say that sorrow name on the...
Stephanie Coleman. We brought the Republicans out of the 16th Ward, and we stumped hard for Stephanie Coleman. We got her to a runoff for Stephanie Coleman, and we got her elected. The Republicans in the 16th Ward. You see, in the 16th Ward, the Timbers are big in the 16th Ward, right? And a lot of our Republicans in the 16th Ward, Ms. Coleman, give Ebony a call, are very upset with the vote that you made. They figure that the neighbors between you, 15th and 17th, they had your back. They do have the same demographics as you. Even Ray Lopez, hey, I mean, I'm just saying, Stephanie Coleman, you want to make a name for yourself because, to tell the truth, we're on a mission now to knock out the aldermen that voted for that bill to tell the black community that they didn't need their money, Steph. Give us a call. You know, we're about to have our first, matter of fact, our first meeting was going to be in the 16th Ward to have our meet and greet and meet P. Ray, just for the record. So I'm just saying, in Inglewood, we're deep. In Austin, we're deep. In Chatham and Park Manor. Where else are we deep at, Ebony?
South Shore.
See, in South Shore, P. Ray.
49%
voted for President Donald Trump in South Shore. I say that because, P. Ray, what we really need, see, we need to go to South Shore and just talk to the South Shore residents because that's the big Trump conglomerate area and have a town hall and ask them how do they feel about that vote that took place. You see, what we need is direct action.
That's right.
It's 1,000 days. One day I need to come over here and do a survey with you, P. Ray, to find out if they're still upset about that vote and if that is the vote that will remove them in their eyes. Because there's two surveys I want. I want that vote to see if they're angry about the citizens, and I want to know if they're mad about their state rep who's passed those laws to destroy their children, not only educationally, but physically, and not only physically, but mentally, because in Naperville, if your children want to be a furry, if your girl want to be a furry, she can dress up as a cat, and they have to give her a litter box. It's going on now in Naperville.
Lord, have mercy. And they paying all them taxes for them subpar schools. I digress. 773-591-1690. Miss Princess, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Girl, let me tell you something. What I want to say is that time is precious and money not. When it comes to Donald Trump's T-shirt, go to my kinship website, the Office Tatum store. You get one free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to the subject of the migrators, as I call them. Maybe we have forgotten about the 1960s, and everyone can look this up. Look this up under 1965, the Moynihan. They did our 1965.
Moynihan,
it's
yes.
The Negro Family, the Case for National Action.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and that's called Moynihan's, the Negro Family. Yes, ma'am.
them. They lied to our people. And may she rest in peace, Miss Leela and Miss Margaret. The same thing that they've done to a lot of these immigrants, they did it to our people. They're still doing it now, just using a different flavor, I mean a different color. I kid you not. And please, you all, do not forget in your Juneteenth observance to make sure that you have a red drink there, okay?
Yes.
That's one of the traditions that came from Africa. You know, they use the hibiscus.
Yes, ma'am. In Senegal, it's called BSAP. That's my favorite drink, actually. Yep, BSAP.
A lot of people do not know a lot of people don't know this. That's why I'm shouting it out over the air.
Thank you.
Get you some Kool-Aid if that's what you still like, or some punch, but I had that red drink there. It's a meaning somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And like I said, the same thing that you see going on with the immigrants now was done to our people back in the 60s, baby. I want you all to look this up, and it's going to blow your mind, especially read the message that the president said. It's going to blow your mind. I studied history with a historian here in Chicago back in the 80s, and I have a lot of knowledge
World.
From that, so I'm sharing it with people.
Dr. Mm-hmm. World?
Huh?
Cornell World?
Conrad World?
Conrad Worrell.
No, I was over at DuSabo with Willie Dixon from Triton's College.
Yes. Okay.
And he took me on a tour to the Historical Society to show me all the lies that were in there in regards to the slaves and the shackles on there. And every time Dr. Wilson would go somewhere, the people would step back. He already told us this. Watch wherever we go. Watch them move back. Yes. He was a great teacher. Yes, and may he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
But I need you all to look this up and read it with clarity. And read it real slow. It's going to blow your mind.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to start reading it tonight. Thank you, Miss Princess.
And get your Trump T-shirt at the Officer Tatum store. You should bring him on, girl. You want some real stuff? Bring on Officer Tatum.
I know Brandon Tatum. I know B. Tatum. I met his mom
him
and everything.
On, baby. Bring him on.
I'll see what I can do about getting B. Tatum.
Hey, Miss Princess, no.
Oh, yeah, I can get him on, baby.
Oh, yeah, then tell him come on through.
Oh, no, Miss Princess, I don't think Officer Tatum is going to handle P. Ray because P. Ray is kicking his butt in the ratings right now. Matter of fact, you over here right now listen to P. Ray.
I said, that's
kinship.
That's
right.
You over here now listening to P-Ray right now instead of Officer Tatum. We knocking him out the box. I'm just saying. P-Ray got it hot.
Like I said, we all got something to give.
Yes,
I know. I'm just saying. I ain't hating on that, but P-Ray is the voice of the next generation.
I'm not
Thank
putting
you.
No competition between nobody. I'm just trying to bring you some real knowledge.
Do that.
Yes,
do
ma'am.
That.
All right. See if you can get B. Tatum for me, ma'am.
To you all, and happy Father's Day to you all, too.
Thank you very much.
And happy Juneteenth, ma'am.
Hey, King Israel.
Hit the highway, baby.
All right. Bye-bye.
King Israel, we are at the Trump Tower. What's up, man? Come on, hang out with us. You know what I'm saying? And get my book. You told me at that little Bailey session, you're going to get my book, man. Come on, man. I know you're a man. Your word, Israel. What's up?
All right. Let's get back to it. Pastor Witherspoon, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
God bless all y'all. God bless.
Amen.
Tim and Fireman Ebenezer. Now, brother. Miss Dorothy Tim, I call her so every Saturday morning. And I'm glad that the truth is coming out. God has revealed the truth to his people. Come out the plantation and come to the promised land. Joshua was a warrior. The people, the old people died in the wilderness. You see what God is doing up here. He raised up the young because they are strong. Young men for war, old men for counsel. And that's what God is doing in the book of Joel.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing them. So part of you, T-Ray, and everything with you all, we continue to pray. Some people haven't been praying. Your eyes, your understanding may be enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
That you would know the hope of glory that God put on the side of you. Come out religious. Because come out religious also. Same thing over and over. There's mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So God is my teacher. The Holy Ghost teaches me. I didn't want to be a preacher. But God anointed me from my mother's womb. He said, I know thee. I know you in your mother's womb. And I call you forth, right? Man of God. Heavenly, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of my business. If you take care of God's business, God's going to take care of your business.
Amen.
So I'm so excited to know that you all are eyes bringing the truth. We're not going to change this thing.
Yeah, we are.
People mm-hmm. going to vote. They're coming out of the Democratic Party.
Yes, they are.
I told T-Ray, once you have you're going viral.
Yes, she is.
I remember when she first came out, but I came on the show. Mm-hmm. When she first came on, she's been going on 3 years. Mm-hmm. I've been bringing people, telling people about T-Ray Black Excellence.
Thank you,
the West Side. The West Side.
You know how they go.
I want one of your folks, too. T-Ray, give you my information. I want one of your folks. I want pop on your folks.
Okay, I'll see how we can get one of the books to you, Pastor Webster.
Matter of fact, I got autograph it right now. I got a book right here, and I autograph it, and I'll leave it to P-Ray here in West Side. P-Ray, make sure you get to it. I have a book right here, and I autograph it because you are my mama's number one caller. I make sure that you get that Weatherspoon so you can call and say you got my book.
I got your phone number. I got your phone number. Mm-hmm. I said 219-885.
Yeah.
Damn, she gave me a number. So I think that's what you're doing, man. You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right.
The best is yet to come. God's going to use you even more.
Thank you.
God's going to use you, man. Oh, my people, we want the truth.
Thank
not
you.
Not a lie. Too many lies going on.
Right.
I bless you. Love you too, man.
Love you too, Pastor.
Let me say something. A caller called in and said there's like not a lot of gas stations and stuff, how the Democrats are taxing everybody out, right? And here's a funny thing. Like when they raise the cigarette taxes up or all the stuff like that, do they know how much illegal business they're drawing people to? Do they know how much they're making their citizens who like to smoke cigarettes, making them go to drug dealers just to get their fix now? Do you know how humiliating they're making their average parents who might be hooked to nicotine have to go probably spend $25, $50, or I don't know how much they go on, a dollar, just go to the drug dealer to get cigarettes because they can't afford to go to the store to get cigarettes?
Oh, but you know if you get caught selling out-of-state cigarettes, you're going straight to the feds.
Right.
But
about
if you get caught in Chicago without immigration powers, papers,
here.
You get a bed and a check and a phone and health care.
Pay for our taxes on our cigarettes so we can pay for the health care. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
They get their taxes.
Josh, welcome to Black Excellence Hour. Josh? Josh? All right, I'm going to put Josh back on hold because Josh is not prime time ready, and I really want to talk to him. Josh? Okay, nope, Josh is not prime time ready. So.
Well, hold on. Why we got a minute for Josh?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. My producer's telling me we got to take a break.
Take a break.
We're going to take our 8:30 break, last break of the show of the week. Again, this is Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem, and we are talking about emancipating ourselves today because you got to be a fool to stay where you at. We'll see you after the break.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
It's a big deal because your finances are a really big deal. Wintrust Community Banks would like to announce our newest and greatest 11-month CD rate with a whopping 5.35% APY. Act now and you can lock in 5.35%. Just go to wintrust.com/locknewrates and start earning more. Annual percentage yield accurate as of May 5th, 2023, and assumed funds remain on deposit until maturity. Minimum daily balance of 1 cent required to obtain APY. $1,000 minimum to open. New money only. Offer may change at any time and without notice. Member FDIC.
It's the morning show.
We have joining us this morning none other than the congressman who represents the 1st District of Illinois. His name is Jonathan Jackson.
I tune into you every morning. Believe it or not, I can go on the little app in D.C., and I represent you. So hearing your voice, I amplify it in D.C., so I need you.
Well, Congressman, I need you, and I'm glad that you said that about the morning show with Rufus Williams, because we need more people to really hear what's important to us.
The morning show with Rufus Williams, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are 5 product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait. I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
And we are back. Welcome back to Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. Again, this is T-Ray, your hostess of the evening show tonight on WVON 1690 AM Chicago. Again, share the live and be sure to tag some people. Before the break, again, we were talking about Black Republicans and how we are pulling this all together. And then to all of the people, they're like people, especially in these Facebook comments, that are like trying to shame people about being Republicans. We don't care. Who do you think you are? Why do people find themselves believing that they're so important that they believe that their thoughts and feelings are superior to others and people are going to change their opinions based on what they think? No. We don't care because we are very serious about saving our people and this city using the political process that was given to us via birthright, my people. Again, the Republican Party freed us. It gave us the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, the KKK Act, of which we plan to sue the city of Chicago under, and a plethora of civil rights legislation. What the Democrats have given us so far is taking away our rehab money and giving it to illegal immigrants. Never, ever, ever forget that, because everyone listening here knows a drug addict or knows somebody that once did drugs, so we know the importance of rehab in our community, but that was not important to the city council. Taking care of the illegal immigrants was, and friends, that was the Democrats. Never, ever forget. Let's go back to the callers. Mr. Josh, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Hi, P-Ray. Good evening.
Hey.
I've been trying to get through. Sorry. I first was calling in because you're the president sitting there. He said that Black people started voting Democrat in around Bush's election. Black people
No. What I said was the numbers start dwindling after the first Bush administration, where we didn't start voting in Republican in a mass number. That's
where we were no longer, but
no longer. Go ahead.
FDR, after the Great Depression, many Black people, there's a song by Ethel Waters. She talks about once we were Republicans, but now we're Democrats. During FDR's reign, Black people have been voting Democrat for a very long time in this nation. And Ms. Ruby called in as she's expecting radio DJs. She needs to get an encyclopedia. She's expecting radio DJs to tell her own history.
Wait, Josh. What you not going to do is call me a radio DJ. Who you talking to, Josh?
Anyway, I'm not talking about you. She said that she's been listening to VON and they've been telling her stuff she didn't want to hear.
But listen, Josh.
She's expecting DJs.
But we're not radio DJs. And I want to put this out here just for myself and all my co-hosts.
You come on
the
radio.
Listen, no, honey. A DJ is a disc jockey. That is one who plays music. We don't play music here. We are not selecting songs.
Okay, we're getting
and
into semantics.
No. We have to get this clear so that everyone understands. What you have to know is that people have a very high expectation of this mic. People tune into this station not to be entertained, sir, but to be informed and educated. So she
but
is
the man just said some wrong information,
but and that's the point. That's the whole purpose of this show, is to push back against the information that is not
going
out
properly.
The man
on the show just said the wrong thing.
Hey, how many Blacks voted for Dwight Eisenhower?
I don't have any information.
How many
Republicans?
How many Black people? Oh, you FDR. Now, Dwight Eisenhower, didn't he desegregate the military?
I don't know anything about Dwight Eisenhower.
What I'm saying is we own numbers. Because when you FDR, then he cracked the wave. He got Blacks to vote for him. You act like all the Blacks left the Republican Party for FDR. Did that happen?
A lot of them did. After the Great Depression, FDR pulled Black people out of poverty in the South, pulled all of America with the what's the WPA.
Okay, listen,
Black
my friend.
Black people all throughout the South Side were working for the WPA after the Great Depression. Timuel Black. I'm just saying this is just like
you listen,
history.
We're talking about for FDR, the great Democratic Republic, the great Democratic president that you said all blacks fell for back in, what, was 1930? And I said Eisenhower was like 1950. Let's do Eisenhower and Nixon when he had the most. Let's do Eisenhower and Nixon when he had the most numbers at that time. Let's go Nixon. He had the most black Republican numbers. I'm doing numbers. You saying I'm not disagreeing.
Nixon was after Martin Luther King.
Nixon was doing Martin Luther King also. He was the vice president under Dwight Eisenhower, for the record. You do know that, right? He was the vice president. So what I'm trying to say is this. When Eisenhower desegregated the military, that was the first part of our civil rights action at that point of time. Now, if you want to say that all of the blacks that voted for Lincoln flipped and voted for FDR and stayed there and did not vote for Eisenhower, did not vote for Nixon, did not vote for, well, they did vote for George Bush, because that's when the numbers started dwindling. It's not misinformation. You picked one president that blacks decided to vote for at that time. Just like Trump is another president that blacks decided to vote for this time. Let's look at FDR and Trump.
FDR is the only president that served three terms, and that's because of blacks.
Because Congress decided to eliminate that. And that's why he got two
and
terms.
People were voting for him. People were expected a lot from him. But let me move on to this next point. We're talking about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was a Republican, yes, but he worked extremely closely with Lyndon Johnson.
Because he's the president.
Hold on, Jamie Lee. Josh,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I respect you a lot, honey. You know I respect you so much. That's why I held you on even after you were not prime time ready and I came to your call, okay? So I want to – I know, honey. I saw you. Even when I pressed the button the first time, you weren't ready. I said, y'all?
Honey,
but it was your turn, and you missed your turn, and I didn't put you out the line. So I say all that to say this. When we are here on the show – No, honey, because I respect. See, I was trying to be nice to you. Now I gotta hang up.
No, please.
At least I'm not gonna hang up on Josh.
Joshua,
would you stop talking and let me get my point out?
Don't hang up, Josh.
What I'm saying is, I respect you a lot. I respect you a lot, and I'm asking you to respect us. That's all I'm saying. That's why we waited to hear your comment. That's why I let you talk. That's why I came back to you after you missed your spot in line, because I respect you. But what you cannot call here and do is, one, diminish the host and hostesses that are sitting on this mic. It is not easy to sit on this mic and come up with these shows, come up with these topics, do the research, and do the content. You will not deduce us to a disc jockey. No, that's disrespectful, number one. Number two, I also want you to know and understand that people have a very high expectation for the information that they're getting on WVON. And if people are saying, elders are saying that they have not received the information that they feel that they need, then that means that they have identified a limitation, and it is up to us to come up with a solution to that limitation. But what we will not do is diminish anybody here, especially when I'm so kind to you. Don't do that, love.
Go ahead, Jamie. Quick breakdown. Listen, before I say it was the Lyndon Johnson administration that killed King, I just want to throw it out there because this administration. Let me go to the great Adam Clayton Powell. If we want to realize why blacks really switched over, let's go to the great Reverend Adam Clayton Powell, because as a congressman, he went to the Democrats and said, we need to start giving these programs and platitudes to the black Americans. And that's what a lot of things start happening, start shifting from the great New York City Adam Clayton Powell, who reigned supreme. That's how most blacks start really rolling over that quickly. Lyndon Johnson administration was the worst administration for black Americans, even though he gave us a great society and everything else. His administration destroyed Martin Luther King. Let's keep it 100. It was the Democratic Party administration who spied on Martin Luther King and who has something to do with killing Martin Luther King. So if you want to look at FDR and say three terms, we get a chance, call back here, because there weren't that many, if there was any. How many black congressmen were in Congress? How many black congressmen were in Congress during LBJ time? And let the record show, he's one of the racist presidents of the 20th century. I digress.
All right, let's get back to it. Let's go to Derek. Derek, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Yes. You know, I just tuned in the last few minutes. But, you know, I voted Republicans way back when. Charles Percy was the last Republican I voted for. But let me say this. There's Republicans around the country, especially this guy that was in Congress down in Texas, and he dropped out. I can't think of his name right now. And I'm totally inclusive in trying to vote Republican because we need to infiltrate all areas of these political systems. And being a Democrat most of my life, I wanted to change. And listen to you, young lady, I'm ready to go that route.
That's do it, right. P-Ray. Do it, P-Ray.
We turned in Black Chicago
the voice
red.
Of a new generation.
Thank you, Derek. I truly appreciate that. Come on through, okay? I think we lost them. 773-591-1690. Again, we're having a party Saturday. Pop out at the Trump Tower. Use the code word excellence for a discount. Miss Karen.
Hey, real quick, P-Ray, and because you get two calls. I only waste them on you. I don't call in. But the young man that just got off, Josh, I dig where he's coming from because a journalist takes a journey to deliver. Now, let me just say this. If this station was so greatly informed, 60 years of information, we would have a more intelligent community. So evidently, most of them are just disc jockeys or people that stood in front of a mic. I'm going to keep it real, P-Ray. Not until you got on the air did excellence begin to come. Did people begin to start studying and reading? Let's just keep it 100, okay? We don't have to pretend. It ain't about insulting nobody else. It's just keeping it real, and it's time that we keep it real. Also, I want to say this. If getting out of high school, you can't go to a bank and get money to start a business instead of going off to their institutions. Something is wrong with that. Let me make you understand. Pangea was a group of white boys from the north side that got permission from our Congress people to open up places like predatory lending and Rent-A-Center. And that's how they made their money to buy up our property and our communities. And it's called Pangea. And if you go look up what Pangea means, you will be in awe. And right now, Pangea is selling majority of their property to the illegal immigrants so they'll have a place to stay. So everything that we're seeing has already been in plan. So 60 years on this station, yeah, you got a bunch of disc jockeys. Love you, baby.
I don't want to believe that, y'all. I used to learn on this station when I was a child. I told y'all we listened to it every single day
of my
life.
You lost in the fall. And let's listen to VON on Saturdays. You really ain't getting nothing, P-Ray. That's why it's a blessing that you are on, P-Ray. I know we got 10 minutes. We got one caller. The webpage is martinlutherkingrepublicans.com. The book is at tillmanfamilypress.com. And we are the voice. And we are the action network of the next generation. Ebony, just for a quick second, because you didn't give it to him last time he was on here. See, the Martin Luther King Republicans, we operate off the principles of nonviolence. Now, why don't you give it to him? Reverend Sampson, you should be proud. Go ahead, Ebony.
These are the six steps that we
want. Wait, Mike.
Okay.
Look at the twins. That's activating twin power.
Well, these are the six steps. Thank you, brother.
Wait.
Here we go. We only got a few minutes, but I'm going to share this with you guys. Because we do use we mentioned the six principles the last time we were on. Now we're going to mention the six steps that we utilize in the nonviolence. The first step is the information gathering. That's the way you determine the facts, the options for change, and the pressures that you use for the collective process. The next step is education. You want to get the information to your people. The third step is personal commitment. This means you want to look inside yourself and commit to what you're going to be doing, and we're committed to this. The fourth step is negotiation. The fifth step is direct action. And the sixth step is reconciliation. And the problem is sometimes people jump right to the fifth step. They're always ready for direct action.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to march. But they don't understand that there's a system to this, and that's the reason why Dr. King and his movement was successful.
And the reason why I wanted that in the couple minutes we got left is because this is how we come in at your state reps. This is how we come at your state senators. This is how we come at your county commissioners. This is how we come at your aldermen. Nonviolently, with the people, and the people are going to be organized under these steps. Before we come knocking on your door, we're going to give you an opportunity off of these steps, because our people are in peril, and the Democratic Party are offering up our children to Moloch and Baal by destroying their private parts and making sure that they don't reproduce. Be fruitful and multiply this evil system, making sure our generation do not multiply or be fruitful. So just remember who's fighting for you, everybody.
Let's get to back to the call bank. Miss Deborah, welcome to Black Excellence Hour. Great job.
Forgive me. I neglected to give a number. It's about our children. There is a program with the Forest Preserve. Please, over the airwaves, you also, 800-870-3666, 800-870-3666. Let's do something to have activities for our young people, our children, this summer so that they don't have to go downtown. We can do this. This should have been done decades, half a century ago, keeping our babies involved into something that's positive. Please, you started to pre-read, and I'm going to continue. Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
No problem.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
You're welcome. 773-591-1690. Black folks love to call at the end. The call bank is just popping right now. I've been on for 3 hours, and everybody trying to fit the last five, but that's who we are, and that's what we on. We have two more callers. I think Josh called us back. Josh, I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to bring you back because, again, I like me some Josh. So, Josh, I'm going to let you talk to us for one more minute. Welcome back, Josh.
Hi, P-Ray. I'll call it because the guy said that.
Adam Clayton Powell.
I'm sorry, what was your
name? Adam Clayton Powell.
No, let Josh talk. We don't got a lot of time.
Adam Clayton Powell.
Come on, stop.
Adam Clayton Powell, yes. No, I was talking about, listen, it was J. Edgar Hoover who was coming after MLK.
Under what administration? Under
Robert
whose administration?
Kennedy. Huh?
Under whose administration? Democrat administration, correct?
Well, under JFK. Under JFK.
Democrat, right?
That's a Democrat, love.
Right.
No, but what I'm saying is you said that Lyndon Johnson was the worst.
He died under the
Jamie, let the man talk. Go ahead,
I'm reading 400 pages about the life of Martin Luther King right now.
I hear you.
Explaining how Lyndon Johnson worked with King, unlike JFK. Also,
that's true.
Senator McCarthy was a Republican, one of the worst senators in all of the land. Also, Adam Clayton Powell said that if Martin Luther King didn't call off his protests on Lincoln's monument, that
Democrat,
he was going to say that Bayard Rustin and Martin Luther King were lovers.
Wow.
Okay. I read this in the book. This is Adam Clayton Powell's word.
Okay,
they're Democrats, right?
That's true.
All right.
What are you saying, though?
He said that's true. He said
No. I was talking to you. I was not talking to the guy. You said something about that doesn't take away from what he did.
And that's what I'm saying. That the point that we're making is we're not making this personal semantics. We're looking at the results that the parties have produced right here in Chicago. That's all I care about, y'all. Y'all know I'm a west sider to the core.
And my point
is
that Martin Luther King fought for civil rights within the framework of our democracy, and
yes.
We should be
that's what we're
following
doing.
The party that is promoting democracy,
and
not
that's
the
what
Republican
we're
Party.
Donald Trump, not just following the Republicans because our ancestors were Republicans.
No, but
we
on.
Need to read, P-Ray, like you were saying. Open this stuff up and read something, people.
Thank you, Josh. But listen, honey, I want to share this with you, Josh, before I let you go, babe. This or he let himself go. But the point that I'm making is here, friends, the people who hurt us are Democrats. That's it.
Bottom
we got
line.
Two choices. It's either Democrat or Republican. You go to the people who hurt you, or you try something else. Simple
Bottom
as
line.
Pie. Let's get back to it, because I got 3 minutes and two people, and like, we got to still wrap it up. Andre Smith, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
P-Ray, real quick, I just wanted to call and tell you you're such an inspiring person on the radio.
Thank you.
You know, and I'm just glad to hear you. That's all.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot
Hey,
to
come
me.
On out to our party, Andre.
On Saturday. Pop out with us.
Yep. MartinLutherKingRepublicans.com. Get information.
And lastly, Miss Rosita, welcome to Black Excellence Hour.
Yes, P-Ray, I've been listening, and I want to echo those sentiments that Andre just said. And also to tell people that Next Wednesday, we'll have another bus leaving South Shore. We are going down to City Hall to demand our $51 million. We're asking $1 million for every ward so that we can have research-based educational programs that span the entire year, and we're tired of these bouncy houses and ice cream, this and that, over the summer. That is not an anti-violence initiative. We take our children to historically black colleges for first-generation, low-income students. We impact their lives, and we did that with $1.25 million for 5 years, servicing 100 kids that are all in trade and college right now.
Thank you, Ms.
So
Rosina.
Those are the kind of programs we want.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, friends, I got a minute and 30 seconds.
Real
minute,
quick.
The Tillman's, I'm going to give y'all the 30
Real
seconds
quick.
Before the
30 seconds. Get the book, Tillman Handbook for Great Black American Patriots. It's the book that the Minister Farrakhan has. It's the book that Kanye West got. It's the book that every intellectual, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, P. Ray. Hey, Mary, get my book, Mary, and learn some what's really going on. TillmanFamilyPress.com, the Martin Luther King Republicans.com, and it's still JimmyLee2DC.com, everybody. I ain't left.
All right, and with that, we are at the end of the show. And once again, this has been a wonderful show on Black Excellence Hour because, again, my people, remember that we are free. F-R-E-E, we are free. And we do not have to put up with any of this anymore, my people. We have all types of options to make ourselves better. And the first one is to decide to make a different choice. We also want to make sure that you understand that you have somewhere to run. Come over here and hang out with us. And if you want to come to the party, call 219-885-9315. 219-885-9315. Again, this is T-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with
Mega.
High self-esteem. I
Mega.
Truly appreciate you guys
Mega.
Hanging out with us today.
Mega.
And be sure to pop out with us Saturday and be sure to make your phone
Happy
call.
Happy birthday, Donald Trump.
Happy birthday to
Happy birthday.
My Donnie. And I love you all. Let's go. Brandon,
Let's
866-DHS-2ICE. See something, say something. Ciao. See y'all Sunday.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin.
I'm Terry McCready.
And I'm Kevin Brown on your home for 24-7 news, the Black Information Network.
A federal judge banned the media from taking cell phones or other electronic devices into the courthouse where former President Trump was arraigned. A magistrate judge rejected a request from a media coalition that includes NBC News to allow a limited number of photographs and video recordings inside the courtroom or the outside corridor prior to proceedings. He said permitting photographs would have undermined the massive security measures that were put in place.
Family members have identified the body of tanker truck driver Nathaniel Moody, who was found dead a day after his vehicle crashed and burst into flames, causing a portion of I-95 to collapse in northeast Philadelphia. 53-year-old Moody was exiting the highway into Kauffman Avenue when he lost control while navigating a turn at the end of the ramp. The rig had been carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline. Governor Josh Shapiro has since declared an emergency declaration with the goal of accelerating repairs to the heavily traveled roadway.
A white woman from Florida charged with manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a black neighbor who confronted her during a dispute over the victim's children playing outside told police in a 911 call she felt threatened moments before authorities say she killed the mother of four. Marion County officials released multiple 911 calls when authorities say 58-year-old Susan Lawrence opened fire on 35-year-old Ajika Owens through the front door of Lawrence's home near O'Connor as Owens knocked repeatedly. Lawrence had apparently thrown a roller skate at Owens' 10-year-old son earlier that day. Lawrence is also facing charges of culpable negligence, battery, and assault and remains in custody.
Two Aurora, Colorado police officers charged in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain now know the date of their trial. The judge overseeing the case against Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt has decided to begin their trial.